Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk, daily motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to help you incorporate healthy routines, build momentum, and better your life.
Day 173. If you are one of the beautiful humans who missed the last 2 days' episodes because you're listening in real time, I genuinely appreciate your patience. Sometimes I really do need a vacation from my vacation, and boy, is that true right now. Despite having prepared episodes and backlogged scripts, I still fumbled because sometimes all the preparation in the world won't keep you safe from surprise inconveniences. A flight of mine was canceled, and the next available flight that they were offering was 4 days away, and other airlines were going for $1,200 a piece because of the scramble, and a lot of us were stuck in a 4-hour long line that wouldn't move, and I really had to be on my toes for every second of it. I had to think quickly about all of my options. I had to tune into other people's solutions. I had to make a plan for my escape route and the important gigs that I had scheduled for the next day just in case I couldn't make them, all while keeping myself calm in a state of frustration and panic and anger and exhaustion from just leaving a vacation I had very little sleep at. Now, I had options, but I wanted to weigh all of them out. I could stay the week. Spirit would pay for my flight, but I would have to pay for my lodging, my food, my pet care, and everything else in the meantime, and lose out on all my booked gigs. Or I could pay $400 for a flight the next evening and still lose out on quite a few gigs and potential repeat clients. I could also rent a car and drive the 13 hours home overnight and barely make it to my gig still, but still not lose that much money. It really does suck that the cheapest thing is usually the most inconvenient, but that's a rant for another day. As I weighed my options out, I also trauma bonded with strangers and joked with people in line and talked with people at varying levels of anger. I spoke to frustrated and underpaid customer service reps, and I stifled my anger and contentment for Spirit Airlines, realizing that you do get what you pay for sometimes. And realizing my most affordable option was also that most inconvenient option, I also realized I couldn't do that one alone. So I weighed out the dangers and let my intuition pull me towards a few of the people that I had been speaking to over the few hours that we were in line, and I sold them on a plan. But in the end, everyone came up with other solutions except for me and one other person. And the danger element was still there, but I took some precautions like pictures of his license and sharing my location with several people, and we had a mutual friend we discovered, so it felt okay, and I followed my gut. We ended up having an amazing trip, and we slept very little, and we became solid friends that planned to hang out again. And I made it to my gigs on time, and I only was out like $200. I was exhausted, but for the first time in a long time, I felt alive. It made me realize how autopilot that I was walking through that airport. I'd taken an edible and I sat listening to podcasts, twirling my hair, waiting for time to pass, but there wasn't any presence in my experience. And this is from somebody who loves airports, like genuinely, thoroughly enjoy them. And I was just functioning until the crisis came, and then I snapped into reality that I was experiencing. And that's the point I want to make today, that it's really sad to think that so many of us are on autopilot all the time until the crisis hits. We numb ourselves until it's bad shit that we can't be numb for, and then we go right back to numbing ourselves, which means that some of us are literally only fully experiencing the bad shit. We're numb for the good shit, and we tap in only for the crisis that is truly depressing. So staying present in the good time can help for sure, but don't forget to stay grateful and present for the normal times too, like your flight landing or not getting canceled. Because the fact of the matter is, normal can be pretty dope. And luckily, what I found from this trip, if you lean into the not so normal, kind of bad shit with the right attitude, that can be pretty damn cool too. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast. If you could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, it would also be really incredible. I have been your host, Julie Merica. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow when you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.